This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. The feeling you get from the Trim Healthy Podcast. You can't beat the feeling.
You can't beat the real thing.
Cut!
What was yours? Woo!
Okay. You guys got one line. You can't beat the feeling.
She aced it. I was like, forgot. Like,
what the line is, you can't beat the real thing,
right? I couldn't remember the tune of the last line.
They interject. I think they interjected throughout the ad years in the 90s.
Okay, take me off of it. Now do it, Pearl.
You can't beat the real thing.
I felt it. I felt it in here.
Okay, so last week we covered the kind of the fundamentals of healthy eating, which is...
What is it, Dan?
The fundamentals of eating are, first of all, we need to talk about the macros. The macros are protein, they are carbs, and they are fats.
Oh.
Okay? Now, these are, you know, the carbs and the fats, these are your fuels. Is the protein a fuel too, I should know?
It can be.
It can be termed that, yes.
It's
but
fair
it's
to
actually
say,
your anchor,
but
yeah.
In our educational mindset, we want to look at fuels as carbs and fats.
Yes.
Then we want to talk about the micros. These are the flavonoids. These are the...
antioxidants.
The antioxidants, that's what I was looking for. And they're found in like your fruits, blueberries, vegetables, tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, of course, the antioxidants in there, the lycopenes, are going to fight free radicals. So you need both macros and micros.
Yeah.
And of course, avoiding sugar is how you really help your body to absorb those. And
he was paying attention. Now, you had an aha moment too. Last week, where you just got it. Can you tell us about
it? Sorry, but man, I'm impressed.
I know. I'm so impressed. I just feel like he can ace this thing, the light bulb moment, and then you...
So, you know, Danny, if you're just tuning in for part two, go listen to part one. But Danny has never read one of our books. He has sat here for 6 years on podcasts and only absorb what he has heard here.
And really haven't understood it ever.
Yeah. But you understood what you needed, which was crossovers where you merge the S
I
and
took,
E.
That's me. I take just what I need and I literally block out everything else.
So what you learned something about the actual plan for weight loss last week.
The
what
seesaw.
Was it?
The seesaw image is what I retained. And the seesaw, we have a fulcrum of protein that anchors the seesaw. And on both sides, we have our carbs and we have our fats. And depending on your weight goals, you can throttle those. Or if you have a little bit more carb in your meal, you're going to want to lower those fats, you know, so that you're not. But what happens? See, there's a reason. There's a reason. Because the body, as it takes, as you feed your body, right, it's gonna burn the glucose first, okay? And it's going to take the fats. And not immediately, like, quote, make you fat, but it's going to send the fats to storage, okay? And so as it sits in storage, now, eventually, if you continue the out-of-balance eating, it is going to now say, you know what? We're just going to, like, put it out there into the real fat land where you will see that you've gained weight. So that's why
I'm
we want
to. I'm a proud mother.
I'm a proud mother.
We want to eat the trim
I'm
healthy
not his
way.
Mama. Okay. But. Well, I felt like his mama right then.
Yeah.
It was like my son was playing football and caught the throw. You caught it, Dan.
I'm impressed.
Dan. Okay. So that's actually perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's smart and funny.
I mean, I could probably travel with you guys and teach you, on stage.
You could now. You could take over.
It's I could tell
much,
the
now
people.
Now that you finally got it. Okay, so last week we kind of learned what the fundamentals are, but this week we're going to learn about, dig more into the whys. Why are we a plan that doesn't kick out and refuse to kick out the things that other people are kicking out? Why will we not kick out carbs? Why will we not kick out protein? Do you know there's some plans that kick out protein? They're scared of protein.
Yeah.
They believe the amino acids inside protein cause earlier death. They are terrified of it. You'll hear some people talk about, oh my goodness, I won't eat meat because it has methionine or it has lutein and things like this. And some studies show that, you know, there's a higher risk of cancers. But these are isolated studies. They're actually not studies looking at the full picture.
Right, because
and people,
glycine
actually
antagonizes the methionine. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually, then it makes it anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you can't just take one amino acid and say, oh, this is bad.
Yeah,
because usually meat has a full spectrum, especially if you have the bone in and skin. And then,
have you heard the John Wayne thing?
No, what was that?
Supposedly, there's it may be an internet myth, but it's like, you know, they found upon John Wayne's autopsy 50 pounds of red meat hung up in his body.
Just want to go and say just, myth, myth, myth.
It feels like a big fat myth, but it follows this idea that red meat is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is too much red meat bad?
Well, it depends upon your season. Now, too much of anything is not so great, right? Yeah. I mean, so we've got a balance. If you're eating just red meat all the time and maybe it's not grass-fed and you're forgetting about your greens any time. Okay, you're going to set me off onto a preach sesh.
Let's get it.
But meat is an incredible food.
Yes.
But meat requires something for when it digests in your gut. It requires veggies.
Vitamin
Why?
C.
Why?
Yes. Because meat can actually metabolize down, it metabolizes into some things that actually can be considered toxins in your gut. But when you have veggies on your plate, it actually neutralizes those and makes it a healthy food.
And if you're listening here and thinking, well, I'll just not have the toxic meat on my plate, it doesn't work that way. Because I tried plant vegan for years.
Talk about it.
For years. And I actually got so out of balance. Mm-hmm. I would take those pH tests. And I was more acidic than meat eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just out of balance.
Yeah.
I put my body way.
You were having teeth problems.
It is all about balance. And it will come and it will circle around. And this new diet, you know, that says, well, don't eat meat. And then the other one says, don't eat carbs. And, I mean, there's diets that say, don't eat your fats.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it called now? I mean, we don't want to pull down people. But it's like fats are the worst thing and you're only supposed to eat, you know.
And oils are wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, oils are so biblical.
And really, we can all kind of tweak the way we eat for our seasons. When you're in a premenopausal season, you're desiring fertility, you're desiring having children. Red meat is absolutely crucial for you. Your vitamin A, heavy, heavy animal fats are very important for you at that time. Then when you get postmenopausal, your body,
depending
it's a
on
bit
whether
different.
You're depending. Like, as if you,
I'm not even talking about muscle mass right now. Right. I'm talking about things that change in your digestion. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have red meat then either.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not bleeding every month.
Right.
You have less of a
need
for
iron.
But I
don't think it's wrong.
No, it's not wrong. I eat red meat. I don't eat as much as I used to. I eat a lot of fish. I eat lean meats. I eat chicken. But red meat is still very important for me. I'm just not having it every single night.
Is the mercury scare of any validity in too much fish?
Well, you know, things like wild caught salmon, way back when, you know, in the deep depths of the ocean, you know, it actually had mercury way back then. But there is something in wild caught salmon that neutralizes it. And so, you know, I just feel like I'm not concerned about it at all. We eat a lot of safe catch tuna if we ever eat tuna.
Well,
it's all been tested.
I used to, tuna. I kind of listen to that concern a little bit. I don't know how valid it is, but to be on the safe side.
Just because she eats a lot of tuna.
I do eat a lot of tuna. I use the Trader Joe's. I used to use Safe Catch brand because it's always tested for mercury. But Trader Joe's is also tested for mercury.
But it says Safe Catch on the
yummier.
Trader Joe's one, Pearl.
Yeah, it does.
Like Trader Joe's off of the back where you can see the fish
the
out?
The pouch.
You
tuna
mean
pouch.
Just a Trader Joe's brand.
It's just yummier for me.
What?
Right. So it's tested for mercury.
What happens
it's safe
if
for
you
pregnant
have
woman
mercury?
To have it every day.
Is there a side effect?
Well, it builds up. It's like a heavy metal builds up in your system, but I'm sure you get a lot more mercury from like junk toxic foods.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on Trim Healthy Mama, we ask ourselves these questions. There's a series of questions, and Serena and I brought them to you on many potties, but we've just like spent a potty on maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
But now we want to talk about what happens when we kind of fail to include these really important macronutrients and micronutrients in our diet and why we are determined to be inclusive rather than exclusive.
Yeah, and just quickly, the reason why is because we grew up just trying everything.
Yeah.
Using ourselves as guinea pigs, and we
why
were
did
so
we?
Exclusive.
For newbies in the room, Serena and I have always kind of, we grew up with a crunchy mom. You know, crunchy meaning she was like the health person grinding their own bread.
And a crunchy grandmother.
White bread. And a crunchy grandmother.
She was beyond the crunch. I mean, crunchy, I picture these hipsters, wannabes.
Yeah.
When you say crunchy. Like, it's hip to do. Your mom is like the Holy Spirit of like natural earth
mother. And we were born into generations of women who are health minded.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, before no
there
one,
was no internet.
No one was doing this.
No.
It was cool to have white bread chippy sandwiches. In Australia,
we weren't allowed.
The salt and vinegar chips, butter, white bread, smashed them together, and that's what everyone had.
America was running on
you
Dunkin'.
You put some Vegemite in there, but we had our mother's brick bread that
homegrown.
Yeah, it took like 50 chews.
She had one
for
of those big
mouthful.
Things.
Oh yeah,
she have a mill.
She used to grind it. She had a mill, and
a
had, it had salad from the night before. In it.
And her mum before her, all her books were lined with health books. Like that's what we grew up
her
reading.
Bookshelves.
Back to her cave grandmother.
Yeah. So we were born into this and ignited a passion in us. We found it all intriguing. Ignited a passion in us as very young children to figure out the optimum diet. What is the optimal way to eat?
But it was a little bit scary because when you read, not everything you read is truth. Mm-hmm. And so we tried everything we read because as children, as youth, we didn't really have at the time a good, a filter for, okay, well, I don't know, I'll spit that out and I'll just take this truth. So we tried some pretty extreme diets and we kind of saw what that does. And we vowed after we kind of wrecked, both of us kind of wrecked our health, that we were going to be inclusive and we were not going to do extremes anymore because we saw where they led.
And also we finally discovered the truth of the scriptures that said, I give you, and it listed all the food groups and the beautiful scripture in Deuteronomy that we've mentioned here over and over again. It says, I give you these food groups and they're gifts. And we realize, okay, God gave them to us gifts. They're not bad. They're not evil. They're for us. They're for our health. So how can we use them and work with our, you know, the way we function with our hormones, with our insulin hormone, with our blood sugar. And so that...
And like we said on the potty before, just the last potty, we're saying, you know, God is a giver of good gifts, but the devil, he's a thief. And what makes me so mad about so many diets these days are just the restrictiveness of them and just the beautiful blessings that we're meant to enjoy are taken away from people. And I remember in those restrictive diets that I was in, life was not a happy place. Like it was, restriction is never festive. It's just.
But there's restriction and then there's wise boundaries.
Oh, yes.
And they're so different, right?
Very different.
So, I got a heavy revy on the last potty.
Yeah, you so did.
But I actually, it's coupled with like one of the first breakfasts I've made in a while too this morning, because when I really understood, like when you were talking about how the body burns glucose first, I saw like, first of all, like the body as this incredible machine, designed machine to go for glucose first, to like process it. But then it almost took on a personality and it's like, okay, there's this very specific machine that does things a very specific way and it wants something. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a coincidence. There are these somethings out there that perfectly mate with what the body wants. And it took on this whole personality. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, I want to join that. I want to help. I want to support that. Like if I had a little baby lizard and it ate, you know, little critters or something, little, what are they called? Little
snails?
No, the,
we have to be exact here.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your picture.
Yeah. You need to see this. They're the little grubs.
Grubs.
Okay. The lizard wants his grubs.
Yeah.
And it's my baby lizard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to put a milkshake in there.
No. Yeah.
Baby lizard doesn't eat milkshakes.
Right. Exactly.
Baby lizard wants his grubs.
Yeah.
And that's us. That's the inside of us. It's like, it's this thing that that loves us and wants us to feel good and wants us to be strong and wants us to live long and show up in
our
families.
We're perfectly matched to earth foods. We're perfectly matched to that glucose, that healthy carb, that sweet potato. Yeah. We're matched to that protein. We're matched to that healthy fat.
Give your baby belly what he wants.
When some of it's taken away, macros, whole macronutrients taken away, that baby lizard is sick.
Okay, so let's talk
lizard.
About that like, right now. So, I'm you know, we've had potties even recently.
All of that.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the baby lizard?
Yeah.
Watch him want his food.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. That's the goat baby lizard. That's a cross between a goat and a baby lizard. That's wrong. We've spent many a potty to asking ourselves and encouraging you to ask this question, where is my protein? I'm not going to ask that question today because it's fundamental. Mm-hmm. We're talking about fundamentals here, but you got to ask yourself that question or else your meal will not be grounded. It will not be safe. It will not fuel your lean body mass.
So you're not going to talk about it today, but you are.
No, I'm giving a 30-second talk.
Okay.
Now we're going to spend about 10 to 10 minutes. Leslie said we have to be done in 30 minutes on this. Okay. 10 minutes on the others.
Okay.
So I want to talk about this question and that you have to be asking yourself this. It's not in every meal, but it should be, I believe, daily. Where are my carbs?
Oh, yes, sir. Ree, it's a big question.
No, I think when Serena and I, you know, you've watched us grow here on this party. You've watched us come into some new things. You've watched us kind of sit here sometimes with dirt on our face saying, hey, you know that thing we said? We're kind of wrong about it. Here's the bigger picture. Carbs are kind of one of the things that we've grown into to see more clearly. When we first started Trim Healthy, we used to get this question a lot. It was like, Pearl and Serene, how many e-meals, which is our carb meals, do we need each week?
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember answering it like this, and I would change my answer now. Mm-hmm. If I can just be given a clean slate, I would like to change. We always said, well, have the minimum. You always welcome to have more, and we would love you to have more, but minimum is 5 to 7 e-meals per week. Okay, so, but if you take that down, you know, that might be not even one day you're going without carbs. If it's only 5.
Yeah.
I mean, well, there's 7 days in a week.
You're going without carbs if there's only 5.
So yeah. I would like to change that.
Mm-hmm. And that's only one meal a day.
Yeah, I would like to change that. I would like to say, and this is what we talk about in our new book. So if you're not ready to come here with me, that's okay. But I personally...
And we need to say Trim Healthy is not a low-carb plan.
No, it's not. Not. I personally would have more than that. And we're going to go deep in our new book about it. S meals are still important. Crossover is still important. But I personally have... more than half of my meals as containing some carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Why? When you look at longevity populations, okay, they did this study and they found that people that live the longest have 55% of their dietary intake as carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. You look at the blue zones, you look at the Mediterranean diet, you look at all those carbs, healthy carbs.
What kind of carbs? Like,
we're talking
God
carbs. God carbs. You can name them, Danny, I bet. What are the healthy carbs?
Well, there's some carbs in vegetables.
However, yeah, but we're not talking non-starchy because there's not enough of them.
We're going to talk about sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Now, do they have sweet potatoes in the blue zones?
Yeah, yes. They're huge amounts, but also all potatoes, really. Yeah.
All potatoes.
All potatoes.
I mean, when I think of carbs, healthy carbs, yeah, all I think about are potatoes.
What about brown rice?
What about your quinoa?
Sorry, I think about rice.
Ancient breads.
I don't start to get into quinoa. Fruit. I want it.
You don't have to.
And I love it when it's there. And
beans.
The quinoa,
what about your
beans
and your legumes? I mean, your black bean, you look at your little tapestry
are beans,
behind you.
Like, to get the carbs you need out of beans, though, are you going to be just bloating?
No, to get the protein you need out of beans, you'll get bloating. To get the carbs, they're great.
Okay. Yeah, you can eat low beans amounts and get your carbs.
No, not low. You got to have a good cup. To have
3/4 to 1 cup gives you your carbohydrates.
Yeah.
You can even add, for you need to add a little rice in there too.
So we're talking about potatoes, rice, beans.
Fruit.
Yes.
Oh, fruit carbs, of course.
Right.
Why do I space?
So you got your healthy grains, you've got your beans and legumes, you've got your grains, your ancient ones,
and
your
whole
grains.
You've got your fruit. You don't have your berries, except for blueberries. The berries are very like non-starchy.
I always
vegetables.
Think of fruit as lycopene is probably the wrong word, but I think of fruit as like, I don't know, as like fruit. I don't think of it as carbs.
It's
ever.
Carbs.
It's definitely
but
carbs.
It's in the carb family.
Oh, major. Totally. It's a wonderful carb.
Okay.
And so, you know, those wonderful foods, to me, I have... So those are what make up the blue zones. Those are about 55% of their diet. And I like that. You don't see the study showing, 90% of your diet.
Right.
They're just kind of at least half.
I bet the fruits are giving us long life.
Yeah,
I would. Would you think more than a potato?
But those blue zones will probably be having carbs at every meal.
Yeah.
But they've just got a lot of protein in there. Yeah. They've got a lot of other non-starchy vegetables.
But a lot of the blue zones, they don't have obesity. So no. They're not already fighting some
But I want to say, though, between you and I, who've tried both ways, our metabolisms are more revved. We burn through more calories. And besides from body composition changing because we've gained muscle now, we're probably leaner by upping the carbs.
Yes, definitely.
So upping I probably have carbs every meal.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, there might be.
That's what you do because you're having every meal crossover.
Yeah, but there might
that
be one
sense.
Meal
yeah.
I go out and just have fish and veggies. Mm-hmm. But that's not planned. I would love to have the carb with it.
My nighttime meal is still usually an S. Sometimes I make it a crossover, but my nighttime, my evening meal, I keep as an S. But in the day, I love to fuel my meals with carbs. I do love to have a carb breakfast. I love to have a carb lunch. This is just me. Newbies listening in, you don't have to, but I would. My new rule would be, if I could give a guideline, it would be at least half of your meals. That's what I would say.
Or carbs.
Have include some carbs. So you're going to either eat an E or a crossover.
Not half of your plate.
Nope.
Half
I'm just
your
talking
meal.
About your meals because remember on Trim Healthy, we have certain meals. Some celebrate fat, some celebrate carbs. Fats
well, that's
are
a mind,
so important.
That's a mind game thing. If I have a big plate, I fill it up.
Because
you're
going
to
be crossover all the
just
time.
Just think, both of them are weight loss meals, S and E. But when you have most of your meals S, you might be losing weight, but you're also slowing your metabolism at the same time. You see? So why not throw in some weight loss meals in there that are speeding up your metabolism?
Yeah. So what happens, you know, if we could say, of course, there may be one a day here or there where you decide, okay, I'm just going to have an S day. We used to do this where we focus on celebrating fats.
Yeah, but we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore. And I'm not saying you can't, but I don't.
I kind of am.
Yeah, well.
I'm not saying you can't. It's a free country. If you want to like wear butterfly wings as you walk down the street, more power to you. But I.
And I do.
Like, you know, can I just say what I think?
Yes,
I
Serene,
think,
it's your podcast.
I think a full day without carbs can be metabolically not balanced.
Optimal. I tell you, there are occasional times I'm traveling and I'm just eating airport food and I just, it's easier.
I don't think that you would feel as, I know, but that's just because it happened. If you had a choice, you would make a whole day without carbs. Yeah.
And it's very rare for me these days to go a whole day without carbs. Ooh. And I used to, I feel like we've grown in truth and we've grown in...
I feel like it feels and sounds strange to me now.
Yeah, to you now. So why? Why do you ask yourself, where are my carbs? Because carbs are healers.
Can I say something? Would you go a day without protein?
No.
So I've gotten to the point where carbs have so been an excellent tool in my life.
Yeah.
That now that sounds like that. Ooh, no. A day without carbs is like a day without protein. Yeah.
You know what? If you struggle with depression, find out if you have fruit in your life.
So true, Danny. Yeah. I'm telling you, and that's what I was going to talk about.
When I have fruit, I'll make more money that month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, fruit is, it's the right carb.
Refresh me with apples, the Song of Solomon says.
So healthy carbs, the ones we're focusing on, such as fruit, potatoes of all kinds, beans, lentils, and whole grains, they nurture your adrenals. They lower your cortisol. They boost your thyroid hormones. They bring balance to insulin function. They protect your leptin levels. And they even, as Danny just said, fight the gloomies. In short, they heal metabolisms. Okay. And let's talk about cortisol, okay?
And they ignite that happy hormone, serotonin.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they fight the
Everybody's happy at Danny's house when the watermelon is cut on the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the children rejoice.
So healthy carbs, especially when eaten in the morning with protein, and I'm actually reading from our new book, but not all. I'm just giving you little glimmers because we're going to go deep, deep, deep into the studies about the need for carbs. Because carbs have been given such a bad rap since our first book, Serene. Keto wasn't around then, but just low carb was. Atkins was kind of around.
Atkins was around.
Things like that. And then it got into keto. But they hadn't. Carbs were not as demonized as they had been since that time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so this latest book, we're going to undo the demonization of them and actually expose the truth. Mm-hmm. But carbs, especially when eaten in the morning, as I said, they send soothing messages to your adrenal glands at all as well. Carbs are the quickest and easiest and least stressful fuel for your body to burn, as Serene said last week. You can stop stressing, they gently say. No need to push out all that cortisol. You're fine, baby girl. You got this. Overproduction of cortisol settles down. Why do we not want too much cortisol?
Well, cortisol is our stress hormone. Mm-hmm. We don't want it out of whack. We need it to live. Cortisol is important. We don't want it out of whack. And when it's out of whack, it redistributes fat to your middle.
Yeah. And if your cortisol is high, you cannot burn fat.
And it tanks your own testosterone, which stops muscle production.
And so here's the truth is, yes, carbs cause a rise in blood sugar, glucose. And this can sound scary if you've been indoctrinated with low-carb keto dogma, but you can't let it alarm you because you were designed to thrive on glucose. Even if you've been told, oh, I can't eat carbs. It spikes my glucose. No, you were designed to thrive on glucose. You might have to be a little bit more careful about amounts and types.
Diabetes people?
No, people have healed diabetes. Do you know that keto diets do not heal diabetes? They do not.
They band-aid it and then make it worse.
Okay, you're like, oh, look at my A1C. Oh, look, my blood sugar's not spiking. Fantastic. I'm healed. No, you're not. You've just taken away the things that you couldn't eat. You've taken away the problem, but there's nothing healed.
Yeah.
But if you put those problem childs back in, you've got blood sugar just way out of whack.
So people with
but
type 1?
But you can actually heal it.
No,
so
we're
you
not. Type 1, like type 1.
You need medicine
you
for type 1.
You have to take your insulin. Okay. So Trim Healthy actually helps type 1 too. They have to take less insulin. But type 1's separate. We're talking about type 2. We're talking about pre-diabetes.
Right.
We're talking about insulin resistance.
People have actually eaten carbs, eaten gentle carbs in a safe way, anchored around protein to the point where their body has learnt to clear the blood sugar and their problem has actually gone away, not masked.
Has anyone in the history of type 1 ever not had type 1? Like, can you be healed from it?
Oh, God, it's an autoimmune. It's an autoimmune disease, but I mean, the miracles could happen, but you got to take your insulin if you have.
Okay.
Unless God heals you.
Yeah. Nobody has.
It's not like you're just like, oh, fix
the
diet.
No, you can't. You can't change it with diet. Okay.
It's not from diet. It's from your own body's immune attack. Yeah.
Too much glucose is undoubtedly harmful. That's what we were saying last podcast. I mean, if you spike your blood sugar, that is harmful. But too little glucose is just as problematic. Gentle carbs, the ones that we're talking about here, give you that just a right amount of glucose so you can rock this life journey in your earth suit. And I mean, so many people, especially I want to talk to our PCOS woman here, you know, women that have been, and that's 1 in 10 women in the United States, they've been diagnosed PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And that's when, you know, you often have high insulin levels, your sex hormones go out of whack, and you can't burn fuels, your metabolism slows down. And they're so often told to do a keto or a low carb diet because you see their blood sugar spikes and they don't do as
more
well
insulin
with
resistant.
Carbs. Mm-hmm. But do you know what they've discovered now? And I helped someone through this. I was talking to her by message. She's like, well, I can't do any carbs. So I'm just doing your S meals on the Trim Healthy plan. I'm having this much protein, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, I'm going to show you these studies. And there were studies of PCOS women that included black beans. And they found that their blood sugar got steady, their insulin went down, things like that. I said, hey, I know it sounds weird, but actually, can you have some, try to do this email, have some black beans with egg whites and non-starchy veggies, and I want you to come back to me and tell you what happens. And she's like, oh my goodness, Pearl, I'm finally losing weight. I finally, my blood sugar was great. And I'm like, that's because of these healing carbs. Mm-hmm. And like Serene said, sometimes you can just go off the offenders, like your white sugar, that's going to hurt you. Devitalized white flour, that's going to hurt you. But if you bring in the good ones, you don't spike them too high and you allow them to heal, they will.
They will. You know what happens when people just cut out the whole macronutrient of carbohydrates? Their body actually breaks down and doesn't know how to metabolize carbohydrates properly. You actually become carbohydrate intolerant temporarily, right? And so what happens is, eating no carbohydrates always is unsustainable. Not we put health aside, it's totally unhealthy, but it's not sustainable. So say you go out with friends and it's like, well, this is my treat night. I'm usually keto, I'm usually carnivore, but I'm just going to have a treat night. And say they're just the health purists. I'm just going to have my sweet potato tonight. It's my treat night. Do you know their body will think that sweet potato is like 3 Krispy Kreme donuts? It will. It's not used to carbohydrates. It does not know how to do it anymore. And so what happens is you think, I'm keto because I want to keep this solidly, like this control blood sugar, like this flatline dirge, because that's healthiest. No, because you're going to have flatline dirge tsunami. You're going to inflame your body. It's so much better to have this beautiful ebb and flow, like a rise from gentle carbs, fully clear. Rise, fully clear, right? It's like a conductor. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Instead of like, you know, that's inflammatory. That's dangerous. That's keto.
And I think when people first come, you know, to Trim Healthy, oftentimes if they're coming from a standard American diet, their blood sugar is high. They're spiked. They are pre-diabetic or they have insulin resistance. And that's why it's important, I think, to adhere to the good carbs. But not only that, to adhere to our WISE guideline of about 45 grams of net per meal. Or if you're very, very sensitive to carbs, you can even do a bit lower in about 30, maybe 20 to 30.
Always anchor around protein.
Always anchor around protein and then find out the carbs that you can have. Some people can't do bananas because it's a little more sugary. Some people can't do like brown rice and they have to stick to, you know, maybe black rice.
And it's not because those foods are bad. It's just because, you know, they're a little messed up in that area.
Yeah, and then you can slowly heal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to spike from certain foods that I do not spike from any longer because my blood sugar is healed over the long term. And I think that you would have found that, Danny, right? When you used to eat like, you know, what do they call it? Put them in a toaster pop.
Toaster strudels.
Toaster strudel pops.
Oh, don't even.
I mean, your blood sugar was very, very unstable at that time, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so you kind of had to be careful about spiking your blood sugar. Yeah. But now you can handle good amounts of brown rice and
could,
stuff.
I couldn't even touch dairy because I was like an allergy to it. If I had a bite of cake, it would send me into a tailspin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could like mess around on the 4th of July and eat a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And be fine.
You're just healthier now.
Yeah. And of course, if that becomes a pattern, my body says, I'm going to bless you with nausea.
If because the cake becomes a pattern.
Yes. Yeah. If the heavy fats, the abuse of fats becomes a pattern, my body's going to be like, yeah, you're going to be not, you're going to feel bad.
Hey, and when we come back though, from a little break, we're going to talk about the importance of fats.
Yeah.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
We're going to talk about the Trim Healthy Pizza Crust Mix.
Yeah. And Danny, we were saying this is actually something that you could manage, right?
It makes fast work for homemade
pizza. You know how
crust.
We have drive-through Sue?
Yeah.
What are you, a drive-through dude?
I tell you what, this, can you imagine
drive-through
people?
Drive-through brew.
People, imagine a pizza crust that's actually healthy. I mean, most packaged mixes or pre-made pizza crusts are filled with shisty stuff.
Yeah.
Not ours.
Even
not
if they say gluten-free, right? You're going to have spiking grain ingredients there, even though it's not gluten. It will spike your blood sugar and it will affect your waistline.
Is this like a big disc you're going to ship? What is?
No, it's a mix, Danny. But then it just has a little direction on the back to tell you what you can add. Things that are found in your cupboard anyway.
All it is egg whites and water.
And guess what?
Okay.
And a little bit of oil if you want to.
This thing is so delicious. But let me tell you, it's filled with protein. It's filled with fiber. This has psyllium seed husk in it and all this fiber stuff that your children would never know were in it. It's low in carbs so that you can actually put your cheese on top and not like destroy your waistline.
And protein, did you say that?
I said protein.
Because most of the time when you think about pizza, right, you have a little meat on the top. Well, most people have a little meat on their pizza. But it's not near enough to get the protein you need for a meal. And then because of the crust. The crust is just white flour, devitalized stuff that actually ignites your blood sugar. But now in this crust, we actually have good protein. Then you put your meat on top. Then you've got a solid balance.
So you could have a pizza as like a balanced meal.
And you know
it's
what?
It's like the first pizza.
It's got fiber in it. It's amazing. It's got micronutrients in it. It's got resistant starch in it, which is so great for your gut. Like the lupin flour is the first ingredient. That's a superfood.
But Serene, who cares, right, if it's difficult? I'm like the quintessential drive-thru Sue. And so a lot of like the from scratch pizza crust we've even put in our books.
Oh, they were difficult.
Still too much for me. But this I do because it's easy and it makes healthy pizza.
Because you're adding water and egg whites.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
Does it make a medium, large, or
is it? It's an individual crust.
Okay.
So, which is a big serving for a person like I like to.
The one bag makes one individual.
No, the one bag makes many individual.
So you could make a big family.
Yeah, you can.
Nice.
Can you imagine? Let me just reinvent this for you. Most people like families. Pizza is it's like gathering around the fire. You gather around the pizza, right?
Yeah, you gather it. Yeah.
But guess what? It's gathering around family poison. Pizza destroys the health of families across
I know
the
it's
world.
Sad, and that sounds like we're big zealots, but it's
no,
just
it does.
The truth.
Pizza is like the worst thing as far as for health. It's like clogging white, devitalized crust with shists in it. And then you're going to have the drippy, ooey, gooey fat that can't be metabolized properly because of that white carb crust.
It's a bunch of shist and fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now
it sounds like a Brit, but it's a shite in there.
So snip open a bag tonight, roll out a new world of pizza that is both practical yet pampering to your health needs. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
You know, now that we're back, though, I feel like, you know, that why of the carbs, we didn't even go, we got 1 out of 10 into the depth of where we should go, but we don't have enough time.
So if you feel like, wow, carbs are kind of important after that one point, can you imagine after 10 points?
There's layers deep and they'll be
we don't have time, so we're going to move on. But just
but
take what you have.
But you need to feel it in your heart.
Take what you have, times it by 10 right now, and now we'll move on.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing is, where are my fats?
Yes.
Because fats...
The slow
could
burner.
Easily be just as demonized, but why do we need them? Ugh. That crucial for our brain, that crucial for our nervous system, that crucial for our hormones.
Our hormones, our endocrine system. It's huge. And for beauty.
Yes.
For skin, for hair, to get that luster and not this dry, kind of flaky.
Now the brain's made up of fats, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Feed that thing.
And you know, I think that the kind of the world, when we first, you know, launched Trim Healthy, we were really promoting fats because at the time they were super demonized, right? Mm-hmm. Butter was like the worst food you could
eat. Because people thought fat meant fat.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Exactly, Denny. I think most people now know that fats are important. They kind of got celebrated over these last few years, you know, with keto and with paleo and all that. Fats are good. Okay, we know that. So I think our balance with fats now, Serene, that we've been kind of heralding on the podcast is... Fats are fantastic, yes, but treat them with respect.
Right.
Because you can, like you can do with carbs, right? We're saying, hey, eat your carbs, yes, but be careful. Don't pile them all over your meal. Don't pour 2 cups of brown rice on your meal. You're not going to do it very good. So I think the same could be said about fats. We're in different seasons. And premenopausal woman desiring fertility, they kind of even need more fats. Woman that have
low T microphone.
Yeah, that microphone's really weird. Lost their hormones.
I shouldn't have got that joke.
Let me say this. They oftentimes, especially if you've lost muscle mass, they need fats. They cannot utilize as many fats in one meal as they used to. Why? Fats are the densest macronutrient in calories. And we're not big calorie counters.
No. But we just it's just a fact.
It's just smart.
And we just have to respect it. So if we like overdoing those rich foods, it's abuse.
Yeah. So if you're going to have cheeseburger pie, well, I would count cheeseburger pie as kind of like the fattiest, richest, most wonderful THM indulgent meal. Okay. So it's got, what's it got in it? Let's talk about
mayonnaise.
It's got ground beef, yes. Red meat.
And it's probably not grass fed.
Well, it could be. Yeah, let's just say. Then it's got cheese. Then it's got eggs and egg yolks. Then it's got mayonnaise. What else is there?
I have never made it.
Okay. It's a big fat.
My choice.
It's a big fat pie, right? Now, that's great for now and
we
then.
We should call it fat pie.
It's great when you come to Trim Healthy. It's great if you do it without carbs,
and
especially.
Can I say, most
and
of the time.
And non-starchy veggies.
Most of the time, made by... You know, most of the people that are just trying to string a budget along, they're not going to be the healthy fats.
Yeah.
They're going to be the pasteurized cheese. Mm-hmm. It's all cooked up. It's going to be the regular.
It's not necessarily unhealthy. It's just
Walmart.
Not optimal.
But yeah, it's fine. Have it. But I'm just saying, those aren't the fats we're just saying celebrate.
Yeah.
With the fats saying, it's fine.
So is olive oil a fat?
Yes, olive oil is a fat. All your oils are fats.
I've been meaning to ask you, I've always thought, man, there ain't no way they're pressing that many olives to fill that whole bottle and only charging me $10. Like, where are these olives coming from? And then I saw this thing that it's actually, they can like legally sell canola oil as olive
oil.
Yeah,
but there's a certain thing on the bottle that's protected.
Just go do some background check on the brand you want.
Yeah.
There's some good brands.
There's
some protected
real
like
olive oil
one
out.
There's real
one
olive oil out
origin,
there.
One origin olive oil. Oh yeah, and you can tell because you put it in the fridge and it depends if it gets solid or not solid and there's all these ways of telling.
So if it gets cold it should congeal a little bit.
No, it's not a saturated fat. Yeah. I would just look into the brand you want to use and find out about them. They're not allowed to tell lies. And all places on their website. So I'm just saying, I feel comfortable about the olive oil I use.
And you know olives? And the places that they grow, they're plentiful and they make a lot of oil.
They do make a lot of
Italy
oil.
And I've seen them actually do it.
Like,
Okay. All that to say, I was going to say that cheeseburger pie, it's a great entrance drug into Trim Healthy because it's just so,
I mean,
it's just so like satiating.
It's our most McDonald's meal.
Yeah.
And your family are like, sure, mom.
And your husband's like, oh my goodness, I'm going to eat like this. Okay, I like this Trim Healthy thing.
Okay.
But then if you're doing that every night.
Gateway drug.
And you're failing and you're minimizing your really good healthy carbs and you're focusing on that kind of really saturated fat and kind of large amounts of it, you're not in balance. So what we say is depending upon your season, you definitely want your healthy fats. And by healthy fats, I mean like your really good oils.
Avocado.
Your salmon.
Yes.
I
would say your nuts, walnuts,
yes.
Pumpkin seeds.
But still you don't want to like, you know, go overboard with them, but you need enough. And
I would say like full fat goat's milk, cheese, or like I have raw goat's milk I ferment.
Vanilla almond butter.
Yeah,
almond butter. Pearl loves sugar, almond
butter. Yeah, all those things, they're so important. But as you get to certain seasons, just start to tune in and see how much you do well with.
Yeah.
Don't negate them. Don't say, oh, I can't do fats, because that's wrong. You do fats.
Because they're more concentrated, how we celebrate fats is just we don't celebrate them like we in the amounts we celebrate carbs, because carbohydrates aren't as dense.
Mm-hmm.
And so how to celebrate carbs looks like this. How to celebrate fats looks like this.
A small amount.
Because it's concentrated.
And I do want to say, this is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Carbs and protein. For every 100 calories you eat of both of those, you actually burn only 77 of those. So what is that? 23, right? 23 of those you don't burn. 23 of those your body actually is just working. So you only, out of 100 calories, you actually only have 77. So with fats, you actually have all 100 to burn. It's different. Your body
burns fats more efficiently?
No, less efficiently.
Oh, less efficiently.
So because to burn protein, you're working so hard to like digest that thing that you know.
But it is the same with carbs. It's the same amount.
Oh, I thought it was a little more with protein. I thought protein was the highest.
77 each.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But protein is more metabolic.
Yeah.
So the fat struggle to burn the fat, that can manifest in bowel issues, right?
For some.
Yeah.
But it's just that what she's trying to say is the body doesn't have to put in all this burning effort and to digest fat. And so 100 calories is 100 calories.
Hey, our audiovisual guys just said we lost another camera, did we? Yeah, we've got parts coming. Guys, we're just going to have to go anyways because we just lost our whole camera again.
Physically we have to
But I do want to say when the camera's all on Dan, and so just put your face in.
There's
really
no Serena Pearl anymore, right?
But is that how we're going to roll?
Yeah, that's how we're going to roll. Just want to say.
Just look at Danny. We're going to talk.
We're not demonizing fats with those cautions. We're just trying to say this is a way to celebrate them so that they don't burn your bum. You know,
Meaning
so they don't come back and like
bite you.
Because you can say, oh, we're here on Trim Healthy. We celebrate fats. And you can do it in a way that really stalls you out.
Yes.
So that's why we want to just give you these little cautions. It's not like these fats are bad caution. No, a caution so that these fats can be really celebrated for life and you never have to kick them to the
curb. I do want to say though, when I went through menopause and my metabolism slowed down, this is before I chose to really get serious about strength training, and you're just watching Danny eat now, yes, and serious about replacing my hormones.
You should do the mouth movement and see what it sounds like.
I had to make every one of my S meals lighter. Okay, I really kind of got light on my S meal. I would have
fats. You weren't
fats.
Strength training.
Exactly. I'm just telling you, I had fats, but I kind of limited the amounts. I wasn't like, I used to just throw them on and celebrate them. But now that I've replaced my hormones and now that I am strength
training, in the weight
room, I'm liberal again, once again. I'm not as liberal maybe as I was in my, you know, late 30s when I started Trim Healthy, when I was super liberal with fats. Mm. But I'm definitely ample with them
so
now, and I
season.
Can burn them.
So know your season. So you might be not optimizing your hormones and you might be post-menopause. Yeah. You may not work out in the gym. And so you might need to be, are they both cameras gone? You might need to just
still
be,
we're still here.
You know, just be like Pearl was, like, yes, celebrate them, but maybe one at a time. walnuts instead of avocado this time, and not just like walnuts, avocados, goat cheese, olive oil, all of it. You know, you might not be able to do that. But if you're postmenopausal, your hormones are optimized, you're on bioidenticals, you work out in the weight room, you might be able to flipping well put them all on.
Yeah.
Totally. Just know yourself.
So that's it. Dan, you're just looking in camera the whole time now.
He's doing the smolder at this point.
I'm locked. Am I smoldering?
He was. He
Maybe
was doing the squint.
Maybe it's just my resting smolder face.
Okay, see you guys. And then I'll be